The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good 7:01 a.m. in the morning. That's right, for those of you just getting your coffee. Hey, for those of you just getting your coffee, hey, look what I got right here. I got the Joyce Riley coffee mug. I'm going to tell you about that in a second. Want to let you know, this week at the Power Mall, 10% off all North American Urban Spice products. This week only. And of course, for those of you tuning in, you can help support the Power Hour through your donations. And that's where this coffee mug comes in. See Joyce Riley right there with Knowledge is Power. There's a Constitution and the flag. Backside's a Power Hour logo. You can be drinking coffee with Joyce in the morning, listening to the show with a donation of $100 or more. That keeps shortwave going, keeps everything going. And of course, we have the newsletter, absolutely free, where you can subscribe at thepowerhour.com or thepowermall.com, where you can get newsletters and highlights information you may have missed or need regarding your efforts to maintain your personal health. The Power Hour is also on Substack. We're also on two new radio stations. And if you're interested, if you're a station, you want to add Power Hour to the program, the Power Hour, just contact us, support at thepowerhour.com. If you, of course, if you don't hear it on your local radio station, you want to call them, talk to the program director, recommend them the broadcast to them. Listeners, you can also, for those of you interested in supporting shortwave, which I'm going to talk about in a second here, you can also send donations to the shortwave frequency directly at 7.490 WWCR Worldwide Christian Radio in the form of a check. Just make sure on the memo line you put the Power Hour so that the check is credited to the right account and send it to WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218. And news and open lines. If you are listening between 7 and 9 a.m. this morning, Central Time, 844-769-2944, for the next 2 hours, you and I are going to be talking about a lot of news. It was a busy news weekend. And, of course, those of you no doubt had heard, and if you hadn't, you will now, Donald Trump has been indicted again. 49-page indictment, 38 counts of alleged crimes, along with 31 separate alleged counts of alleged willful retention of national defense information under the Espionage Act. And, of course, you know, 49-page indictment, you know, and everybody's got an opinion about it. We'll discuss that. Of course, the legal team that Trump has had representing him is changing around in this federal case over whether he mishandled classified materials. See, this is where you're supposed to not leave any stones unturned and be held blameless for stuff. But then again, there's this issue with him waving one of these classified documents around in front of somebody who wasn't privileged and didn't have the security clearance to see it. That could be a real problem. No matter. Jack Smith is out to do the bidding of the DOJ and Garland, and they're going to hang them, a former president, whether we, the people, like it or not. They're going to show us exactly what this justice system can do in this country and how biased it is. And, of course, we're making it available on your email blast. If you're getting it, you can get the entire federal indictment unscribed. And we actually have included the link on your email blast. So you can go read the whole bloody thing if you, you know, can keep from getting nauseated. I'm sure Garland and everybody else on the left is just jumping up and down thinking that they're going to put this guy in jail the rest of his life. And see, what they don't understand is that other presidents or candidates who have said if they got elected were going to pardon President Trump, former President Trump. And, of course, they're being shamed by other political candidates like Asa Hutchinson. Oh, shame on you. You can't pardon the president. He deserves what he gets. I mean, ask Mitt Romney. Ask all those rhinos in there. They're all on the side of the Democrats. They don't want Trump in there. Trump's just coming to mess up their little, you know, the pigs at the trough. They're going to mess that up. They don't want that. These guys like to wallow in their mud. They don't care about Trump. They want him gone. They want him in jail forever. Here's the funny thing about it. Ever since he got indicted, not only has his donations gone through the roof, so have his poll numbers. Oh, yeah. 60% of the voters polled said they would vote for Donald Trump. So if he gets elected while he's in trial, well, he's just going to pardon himself if he becomes president. Don't you worry. Yeah. Well, if you're a MAGA, Trumper, whatever, you know, whatever, you have a lot to worry about right now because, again, it's throwing him off his footing. He's having to spend money on attorneys and everything else, and it's throwing him off his footing. U.S. border agents have been found to have been providing care and welfare services to illegal immigrants, according to one official, Senior Department of Homeland Security. DHS Inspector General Joseph Kafari made the claims during a hearing before House Oversight Committee to discuss the ongoing law enforcement staffing challenges. And, of course, they've replaced the head of the Border Patrol. And we'll tell you about that. But Plandemic 3 is out. The full unedited movie. Yeah. And if you get the newsletter, you're going to get the link to watch the full unedited Plandemic 3 movie. You get to watch it for free. It's free. Everybody likes free, right? Cost Mickey Willis a bunch of money, but I think you need to watch it. Documentary experience assembles forbidden puzzle pieces to reveal the bigger picture of what's really happening in America and beyond. The CDC has confirmed COVID vaccination increases the risk of autoimmune heart disease by 13,200%. Oh, well, if the CDC says so, it must be true. That means the COVID vaccine increases the risk of suffering myocarditis. That's an autoimmune disease causing inflammation of the heart by 13,200%. So if you got the jab, you got that to look forward to, okay? A life of blood thinners and other treatments. And if you got the jab and your partner didn't, and you're a man, no having sex with your wife anymore because you'll give it to her. It's worse than an STD. You want to talk about population control? Hell, we've spent all week talking about population control. Oh, my goodness. Crazy as it may seem. Dustin in Michigan, good morning, sir. You're first up. What's up?
Good morning. Well, this is beyond the 40,000-foot view of the situation. I'd say it'd be something like the view from Mars. But Donald Trump, the whistleblower president, and I'll say it again, he is a whistleblower president, and the big thing that they're talking about hanging him on with for Mar-a-Lago is showing somebody that's a reporter or something. That is actions of a whistleblower who has wolves all around him in his cabinet. So Donald Trump, the whistleblower president, and The big hashtag for the week is don't feed the clown. Thank you.
Yep. Okay. Well, I won't ask you, Dustin, who the clown is. Oh, no, I know who the clown is. I mean, that photo has been circulating all over the place. That's Biden with clown face painted on him, right? Because he was sitting there calling Trump a clown. He's one to talk. Oh, my. Yeah, Bozo and company in the cabinet there. But you know what? They seem to claim that they're in power. And as long as they are, we have a lot to worry about, because it is so official that the World Health Organization has launched and has established a digital health partnership with the EU. We have a story about that. The vaccine passport system is going to be expanded into a global digital health certification network run by the World Health Organization that will include a wide range, of digital products. Oh, digital products. Yeah, to deliver better health for all. Like, I'm going to hold my tongue on that one. The vaccine passport will also, in time, cover all recommended vaccinations, which means the World Health Organization is going to tell you what vaccines you have to get. WHO members have approved a $6.83 billion budget for the next 2 years, which will require a 20% hike in mandatory member fees. Oh, you know the United States is going to be paying under the Biden administration, right? Baked into the pandemic treaty, we also have One Health, which perfectly dovetails with the Great Reset narrative. When you add the treaty, the IHR amendments, and One Health together, it becomes clear you don't have Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. You have the World Health Organization being set up as the de facto power center of the deep state, and the one world government will rule everything. Now, how do we stop it? You ask yourself that question. I think you know the answer. Just like Reagan during his campaign. Just say no. Yeah. Remember that, the war on drugs? Somebody offers you dope. Well, Mr. President, you wouldn't mind holding this bag of pot, would you? No. Nancy, I think my medication. Yep. Medication? Ronnie, is that Big Pharma talking? Well, as you know, I've always supported Big Pharma. You can definitely take stock in America when every other commercial you see on television, it's not bedtime for Bonzo. No, it's not. Mexicans pro-migration government, see, they want to move people out. When they move people out, what happens? Well, besides the cartels taking over and you don't have anybody there to beat up on, now, because Ron DeSantis is out there screaming bloody murder and campaign trail border policies are putting him on a collision course with Mexico's president, and they're attacking DeSantis now for his anti-migration status. And, of course, the government of Mexico is exploring legal and diplomatic measures. Yeah, we'll see how far that goes. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s dismissal of the China military threat, dangerously naive, according to a retired colonel. This is, you know, I mean, we're talking about things happening here with China not posing a military threat to the U.S. According to analysts, it's a misguided statement. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is calling for U.S. to engage in China with talks and compete with the country economically, but not militarily. Oh, you really think? Oh, see, here we go. We're getting away from the real truth here. He goes to Chinese. We don't want the Chinese to be our enemy, or do we? And have military competition. Why should we, you know, what we should be doing is de-escalating military pressure on China? That's what Kennedy is saying. Okay. You see, the thing is China wants Taiwan. And then in time, Japan. And they'll pretty much take over the whole East Asia, if you let them. So do we get into a world war with them? What do? I mean, they got the hypersonic missiles and we don't. They can put our country into total chaos. Can we do that to them? Not really. Not without a full-scale mutual assured destruction, which nobody wants. See, that would just kill the Great Reset and the World Economic Forum, because, I mean, everybody'd get radiated, wouldn't they? Now, we can't have that. No, we have to have a certain number of people in the world starved to death. Food shortages, we have to have that. We got to have climate change to promote food shortages. I mean, hell, the Irish want to kill 200,000 cows because cow farts, I guess, are killing the atmosphere and we got to do something about it. These people are really twisted in the mind. Somebody is in there putting these ideas in politicians' heads. I have a feeling that the money powers behind the World Economic Forum are paying under the table these politicians to do what they're doing. Former UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has left chaos in the wake of his after quitting Parliament and accusing fellow lawmakers of ousting him in a witch hunt. As opponents jeered, the Conservative government absorbed the shock of yet another Johnson earthquake, while a band of local supporters, or loyal supporters, insisted Britain's divisive ex-leader could still make a comeback. Like they really want bad hair Johnson in there? Less than a year after he was forced out as prime minister by his own Conservative Party, he unexpectedly stepped down as a lawmaker. At least for now, he said in a self-justifying resignation statement over the weekend. Oh, well. For those of you living in Japan, things got a little shook up like crazy over the weekend. 6.2 magnitude earthquake shook the Japanese island of Hokkaido. That is the northmost island in Japan in the chain. Japan's government, meanwhile, has successfully raised the share of old people and women who are working, despite business pressure for more migrants, according to a Wall Street Journal report. Over the past decade, with little international attention, the Pacific Island nation has achieved a second economic miracle, despite a historically low birth rate and declining population. And, of course, we have a commentary by DB Kid. She's back in there again. And the commentary is entitled, "As the World Awakens, We Will Not Comply." And, of course, you know, last week, yet another dirty political circus with Donald Trump indicted by illegitimate U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, the Department of Injustice. You've been calling that for more than a decade because nothing changed under spineless Jeff Sessions and dirty player Bill Barr. See, she's calling them what they are. So, yeah, then Jesse Waters came out. Everyone has the law wrong in the Trump indictment. And Jesse Waters is an attorney? Really? I didn't know that. Huh. Go figure. Craig in Michigan, you're on. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning to you, sir. Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
Okay. I saw something over the weekend. Oh, and by the way, it's the Department of Just Us.
Yeah, there you go. Good plan. Yeah,
I saw something over the weekend, and my son showed it to me, whatever kind of computer phone he has or whatever. And you have to hear the sound when you see it, but I guess this has gone viral. There was a woman television reporter when Biden was in Ireland, and apparently it's Hunter standing behind him. Don't know. I wouldn't know him if I knocked him down on the street. But anyway, Biden reaches up behind his onto his neck to scratch the back of his neck.
And his skin moved like a mask.
It's a mask. And this woman goes, "Oh, my God, it's a mask. He's wearing a mask." And you can see where the latex actually has a memory and it wrinkles up, and then you could see it go back to, you know, the adhesive takes over.
I think we brought that up a couple of weeks ago when he was over there, that there was a video that we let out, as a matter of fact, and put it on the email blast. And I know if you don't get internet that you wouldn't have seen it, but we did release that, and we did suspect that there was an issue. Now, I will tell you this about the stuff that they use to glue latex down to the skin, spirit gum. Well, it does itch after a time, and that's probably one of the reasons he reached up to scratch it. So, you know, just to let you know, from somebody who's been in the acting business, exactly how that works.
I think the spirit gum, I think that's made out of some kind of pine gum or something. You used to use it in theater to put the mustaches on.
Yep. That you do, and eyebrows and sideburns and all sorts of stuff. Yep, that's what they use it for. Put it on the bear skin and then paint it on the stuff that you're going to attach, and then it goes on. So, yep, get that. And, you know, so we know that there or suspect there are body doubles. And of course, we've had our bioacoustic analysis lady on about that. So, yeah, I bet that blew your mind, though, watching that video, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, then I've seen another one where the old Joe Biden, his face morphs into the new Joe Biden, and the distances are all different, and the earlobe goes from hanging to connected to the neck, and huh. The whole thing's a clown show.
I know it is, and that's why they got him a clown face painted that's gone viral on the internet, too. You know, it reminds me of that old song, Meet the New Boss, same as the old boss, except it's got a different mask on. Appreciate your call, Craig. Thanks so much. Jeff in North Carolina, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Dave. How are you today?
I'm doing fabulous. Rare form. What's going on?
Good. Hope you had a good weekend. Hey, I got a couple points, Dave. You were just touching on something just now, and I got a question. Do you ever wonder about just the stupidity of people around you sometimes?
I try not to bring it up. I try to look favorably on people until they give me reason to be suspicious.
Well, the reason I ask, well, I was somewhere about a week ago around some people close to me, and I was telling people that everybody right now should have a shortwave radio because of the information, the unfiltered news and everything. You know, I think it's wise, especially from the Christian viewpoint of all the stuff going on in the world. A lot of it's bad, you know, and it's a good thing to have. And I had there's a lady that's close to me. She's a retired officer in the Army, and said to me, "Well, why are you getting into that for? Why are you listening to that for?" And I just can't get that out of my head. How stupid of a comment that is, you know? And there's so many people that it seems like they're just so damn stupid, the things that they say, and it just is irritating. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I got my thought process kicked into gear here. And Jeff, what I'm seeing is a lot of people, and I've been told this by people who I'm acquainted with in the Justice Department, and they actually have said that 90% of all government employees, and that includes military, believe every single thing their government tells them. And so, obviously, when you come out of the box with something that doesn't quite fit the narrative, they look at you like you're some sort of idiot, even though you're doing the right thing, according to your mind. In your mind, it's like, hey, I need to get it because mainstream media is not giving it to me. And the problem here, too, and I don't know, because we still have this haze that's coming over from the Canada fires. And because it is haze and because the air is so thick in certain places, some of you may be having problems picking up shortwave, because we've heard some comments about that, people shortwave breaking up. Understand that the signal is bouncing off of, you know, potentially this is a problem, and it will go away in time. But if you've got all that thick haze and stuff, that means there's heavy particulate matter in there, and it could screw with the shortwave radio signal. Just so all of you know that is a possibility. So don't freak out if your shortwave's not coming in loud and clear. Some of you are getting really good reception. Others who are affected by the haze that's coming in over Canada, and it's going to take a few more days for that to go away. But I understand exactly what that lady was thinking, that officer was thinking when she said what she said, because her mind is not in that game. Her mind is whatever the commander in chief says, that's what she follows.
Right. That's right. You're exactly right. That's a good way to put it. Got a couple other quick things here, Dave, real quick. I was wanting to know if you happened to see the video of when Biden fell down in front of that Air Force thing that he was doing. That is so hilarious. And also, I'll get off here on this one. What do you think the best thing that Trump can do right now, in your opinion? And I'll get off here. I appreciate the show and the time as always, Dave. Thank you.
Not a problem, Jeff. Thank you so much for your service, and thanks for chiming in this morning. What is Trump going to do? Well, I'm going to talk about that. We are not too long from our bottom of the hour break, but I'm going to try to get as much of that in because pretty much most of the front page is Trump, 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 and various aspects of his case. All right. Now, here's some things that you should know. All right. We'll cover as much of this as we can before the break and come back after the break and take more calls and work through all of this so that people can kind of make sense of it. If I didn't spend the time doing news analysis, you couldn't get the full picture. So understand that he has been charged with making false statements, concealing documents, and conspiring to obstruct justice, according to this 49-page indictment just out. All right. Now, understand that the indictment and all of that was issued out of the Southern District of Florida, and because of the case that they do a rotation in the criminal system, Judge Aileen Cannon was assigned to the criminal case. She was the one that basically, she's a former U.S. prosecutor who was appointed as a judge in 2020, sided with Trump in a previous case brought by the former president against the government following execution of a search warrant at his Mar-a-Lago resort. Now, why did they paint the narrative the way they did? Why did they lay all these documents on the floor? And why did they take pictures with numbers by all the documents? Why did they lay classified labels all over everything? That is called demonization. This is what the government does when it wants to attack somebody, is they want to manipulate the optics. That's what they want to do. They do this in every single case. Doesn't matter. They want to make him look guilty in the eyes of the public. They want to try him in the media, which, of course, what TV station, including Fox, didn't run that picture with all of those tags, those evidence tags, numbers laying all around on the floor? No, that whole thing was set up there to create optics. It's psyops. They're trying to mess with your head. Trump's own personal attorney, Alina Haba, even told Fox News Sunday not to take any plea deal, period. He had the Presidential Records Act, which he has in play. Hillary Clinton didn't have that. Biden didn't have that. We'll put that defense on. Now, can Trump run for president even though he's being federally indicted on charges? According to experts, he can. And could they construe all of this? Election interference? Retired Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz said that Trump could run and serve from prison if he's convicted and sentenced. And here's what he said. Listen to the rationale here. The only way he can be disqualified is if they can prove he actually fought in the Civil War for the South. If he fought for the Civil War in the South, he's out, Dershowitz told. But other than that, if he's 35, born in America, didn't fight in the Civil War to the South, he's eligible and he can run from prison. And, of course, Dershowitz was referring to the 14th Amendment's disqualification clause that targeted former Confederate soldiers who fought in the Civil War. And there we are at the bottom of the hour break, and we'll be back with more of this conversation after these important messages here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients, such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time for the beginning of the week. I'll tell you, we got 10% off all North American Herb & Spice products this week only at the Power Mall. Just a reminder that your donations help to keep the Power Hour on the air, especially helping to fund our shortwave frequency. And of course, if you need more information about who we are, you can visit thepowerhour.com, where we even have a forum where you can share your information. You can visit us on Substack as well. We're there. To send a snail mail donation, our address is P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. It's also the same address that you can write to us if you don't use email at support@thepowerhour.com. You can snail mail us a letter letting us know why you deserve one of Rick Satellite USA.com systems, which we'll be giving away to one lucky listener very soon, thanks to your donations here at the Power Hour. But I want to make a mention of something that's important here. Not everybody can use the satellite dishes. Rick's got to be able to call you and talk with you to make sure you can use one before we consider anybody for the giveaway. So make sure that if you're applying to try to get one of these systems for free, that you have a phone number included in that application, that letter, that just says, I deserve a Rick Satellite USA.com system because, and then tell us your reasons why, but make sure there's a phone number. And if you're interested in donating a system, you can call Rick directly, Rick Kaler at 816-228-1801 in the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri. His website is ricksatelliteusa.com for those of you who want to go see it. And again, one of our beloved listeners out there donated a system to give away. All right. So, you know, but the thing is that, for example, you have to be able to have open line of sight to the south to point the satellite dish at the South. And if you've got all these obstructions and everything there, you may not be a candidate for it. That's just one reason. And that's one of the reasons Rick's got more expertise in this thing than I do. So if you've got concerns, call him, 816-228-1801, and have a chat. And that'll tell you whether or not it's going to be worth your time to get on the horn and call him up and see whether or not it would be feasible for you to send a letter in to see if you can win one of these things. All right. Now, we go into a little bit more. We've already told you about the fact that in the wake of the indictment that just happened, fundraising has gone through the roof. Everybody thinks, look, we got to do something. It's the lesser of two evils. And with 60% of those polled voting for Trump, they certainly have made it clear that no matter what happens to him, they think the whole thing is screwy. It's USDOJ chicanery at its finest. It all started out, again, as I was talking about before the break here on the Power Hour, about them laying out all those documents on the floor and taking pictures of classified with all these evidence markers all over them. Because they want to convict him in the media. They want all of Congress. I mean, everybody and their brother is either for it or against it. It's political theater, folks. Tune it out. Doesn't matter what anybody else is saying. Alan Dershowitz says the federal indictment fails. It does not meet what he calls the Richard Nixon standard, which was very clear: obstruction of justice, destroying evidence, paying bribes. This coming from a Harvard law professor emeritus. And of course, he said it's too close a case to bring against a man running for president, against the incumbent president. Two paragraphs in the indictment, this is what he says. Only two paragraphs in the indictment do appear to meet the standard of the planned prosecution of former President Nixon, according to Dershowitz. Only two paragraphs. That's a far cry. So the thing I got to ask myself is, okay, if this is deliberate and they're doing this to take him out, don't you think that Judge Aileen Cannon is going to see through this smokescreen? I think she's personally between you, me, and the lamppost, and this is just my take on it. You may have a different take. It's why your phone lines are open. The thing is... I think she's going to have a hard time seeing him go down for every single one of those indictment counts. I told you last week when we had Jonathan Emord on, who's a constitutional attorney, this is stacking. You put all these counts against him to see if he'll plead out to a couple of them and they can put him in jail. See, that's what they're going to try to do. But see, the thing is a jury gets to hear this. And a judge gets to decide, even if the jury comes back with all not guilty except for one count, the judge gets to decide whether or not that count is legitimate against the president. President Trump revealed whether he'll drop out of the 2024 race if he's convicted in connection with this. And basically, he said he believes he won't be convicted and doesn't plan on taking a plea deal. He'll never leave. That's his take. Elon Musk even jumps into the fray here, warning to the DOJ about indicting Trump. There does seem to be a far higher interest in pursuing Trump compared to other people in politics. See, even people on the outside see this. He says, very important the justice system rebut what appears to be differential enforcement, or they will lose public trust. Oh, Elon, where have you been, Elon? I think you've already lost public trust. The whole DOJ's lost public trust. Nobody wants to buy a Tesla, Elon. Too many of them, the batteries are too expensive to replace in the car. And then, you know, when they're not blowing up and cremating everybody inside. Of course, now the DeSantis campaign, I don't know how that happened, but they were using AI deepfakes in an attack ad against Trump, which, of course, prompted a backlash. The fake images portrayed the former president embracing Fauci. Oh, my. Yeah, well, they've come under criticism for doing it. AI, yep. What can I say? We told you that this was going to be made a mess up. And if it wasn't bad, what was going on in Canada with all of the smoke screen going on? We'll go up to Canada here in just a second. The northbound section of Interstate 95 in northeast Philadelphia collapsed yesterday after a tanker truck burst into flames beneath an elevated section of the highway. It's going to be a long day, of course. It was yesterday, according to Philadelphia Office of Emergency Management. Not only that, but southbound I-95 was scorched. I-95 is going to be impacted for a long time because of it, because one of the sections of I-95 where the tanker truck burst into flames collapsed. So that kind of creates an unintended consequence called a long-term traffic snarl. We go to Canada. George Freund, my good buddy, former special host here on the Power Hour. How are you, sir?
Oh, not too bad. I have a little bit of American history to help you put the end of the world and the end of your country into perspective.
Okay.
And it's a piece of history, you know, I learned quickly about it and how powerful it was. And that was a very powerful show I did back in 2012 on Mitt Romney. What one religion did the United States go to war with? In Missouri, even. And if you answered Mormonism, you are correct.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
And the United States government killed their living prophet, Joseph Smith,
yep,
who was the living God on earth, the second Muhammad. And they have a philosophy in that faith called blood atonement. And part of the final solution for revenge is to embroil the United States into a nuclear war with Russia and get revenge for the loss of their prophet.
Okay.
And Mitt Romney plays a front row seat in that. And in the Mormon sense. Faith, you just go to another planet and, live in peace and harmony. So killing you is doing you a favor. You rise faster than everybody else. And it's really a good thing for you. So that's something you have to take into perspective, is most of the administration in Washington belongs to that mindset, or the other most dangerous one is the Jimmy Jones cult.
Yep.
Dianne Feinstein, Pelosi, Harris was a mistress to a member of the cult, and their long-term objective is to embroil the United States into a war with Russia to destroy it. And as I recall from my notes from back then, there's one church that has an NBC-capable building that's nuclear, biological, and chemical.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Mormon faith.
Yeah, would it happen to be in Salt Lake City? That's what I wonder.
They are ready. And
I know. You know what else, George? What else is amazing? I happen to know some people of the Mormon faith, and I happen to know that they are very big on stockpiling guns, ammunition, and food, big time.
Yes. On September 11th, 1857, a band of Christians were traveling across on those prairie schooners to go to California. They ran into a bit of trouble, and they were taken in by some local Mormons, and they were massacred. They were lured into surrendering all their firearms and taking protection and being escorted through some hostile territory. And the legend goes that a lot of Mormons dressed up as Indians and massacred them all, kept a few of the children. So they made a movie about that. You can find it online. And my show is still online, I think, The Mormon Plan for America on Conspiracy Cafe. And I would listen to that with both ears, that the enemies that are domestic are the worst enemies. And they have plans, one, to take out the legitimate designate of the people to be president or form any administration anywhere and fill them with lackeys, fakes, doubles, whatever, to hold on to the reins of power. I think Vladimir knows he's being sucked into some kind of war he doesn't want, and he doesn't want to kill America. But if we have mad people running the ship, that makes it very difficult to do, because sooner or later they're going to push the envelope far enough that he has no alternative but to fight back. But it's up to Americans and the people of the world to get on board with this fact that we've been seduced by the most powerful liars probably ever known in human society, running the World Health Organization. A couple of short clips from Max Egan. I know you interviewed him, too. I did several times. He was on Maria Z's show in Australia. You know, this new carbon city, you get to buy 3 articles of clothing a year. You can drive 1,500 kilometers, which is maybe around 850, 900 miles in American, a year, in a shared community vehicle, and you have to submit to communal living, where they will designate what home takes what people, and you have no choice about that at all, and or you'll be cut off with your digital bank currency. So when the next wave of immigrants, migrants, or whatever, and they designate, you got to take 10 in your house because you have the room, it's that or be cut off. Makes King George look like somebody running Disneyland by comparison. And if I could make a special plea for one of my former guests, he's Timothy Watson. He's in a lot of trouble in the Philippines. He's in hospital, and he has diabetes, and he was one of those ones who would never buckle to Big Pharma. And he's facing loss of a limb. He's got no money. He maxed out all his credit. So if there's any Christians out there who'd wish to participate with me to help float his boat, I can give information to Catherine to get in touch with his wife down there and helpfully float his boat. He doesn't need all that much money, but he's in a private hospital. All the drugs he's requiring to save his leg are, something he just can't afford. And it just boggles my mind that I could never do that as a doctor, to cut you off and allow you to suffer or die when you don't have any money. I don't know, I guess that Jesus thing kind of just bites me in the leg or something like that. And I just do it on my own if I had to as a physician, or try to find charities to raise money for you. But I just couldn't watch you kind of descend into some type of abyss. So if anyone's of a mind, I'll give Catherine the address, name and address of his wife, and you can contact her and send a few pesos over there to try to keep the man alive, or at least with limbs. That would be greatly appreciated. And praying's free. Timothy,
yes,
Watson,
it is.
Put him in your prayers.
We appreciate that, George.
That too.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your comment. Bless you, too. Thanks for all the work you did and the work you're doing and you continue to do. God bless you for that. Some other interesting news that just came down the pike days before J6 broke out. A U.S. Capitol police captain ordered the confiscation of dozens of riot helmets from officers without the knowledge of the Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund. This is a former U.S. Capitol Police lieutenant telling the Epoch Times. Tariq Johnson said he was ordered to collect 20 to 30 helmets by his immediate supervisor, Captain Ben Smith. Johnson said there was no explanation for the order, but he assumed the equipment was past its expiration date. Nobody bothered to check. They tell me the helmets were expired. Nobody told me they were, Johnson told the Epoch Times, but if they were pretty good helmets, you know, why would you take them? Why would you do that right before J6 so that people don't have protective gear to keep their heads safe from rocks and bottles and God knows what else? Why would you do that? Amazing how that works. The Gays Against Groomers organization took to social media Thursday to declare Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs a pervert. She vetoed a bill that would prevent men from sharing bathrooms and locker rooms with young girls. She vetoed a bill in Arizona that would have prevented men from sharing bathrooms and locker rooms with young girls, which is why Gays Against Groomers, I want to make sure you heard, they're on social media calling Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs a pervert. Understand where that's coming from, okay? They said Katie Hobbs would rather have boys and girls side by side in various states of undress than confront the mental health issues being broadly promoted as a matter of inclusion. Pervert Hobbs, the group added. Imagine that. Huh. Go figure. You know, we've talked all about the sexual deviants that hang out in our government. And I've always used that biblical terminology, without pointing fingers, ye shall know them by their fruits. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, meanwhile, announced his intention to install a floating barrier in the middle of the Rio Grande near Eagle Pass. It's a 1,000-foot-long structure consisting of 4-foot-wide buoys. It's a product manufactured by the Cochrane USA Corporation. Abbott announced the installation of the barrier as he signed a host of border security bills in Austin. The first 1,000 feet of the marine floating barrier is going to be deployed starting on July 7th. Why so long? July 7th? Next question, Gov. How many illegal aliens are going to cross before then? July 7th? What do they call that? Day late and a dollar short? See, this is one of the reasons why you got to wonder about these people that are serving in office right now and why they just don't declare a state of emergency and launch the military full tilt boogie and run them all out. And if Border Patrol gets in their way, run them out too. Whatever happened to Texas and the 10th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States? I mentioned earlier in the show that DHS has announced that they're replacing Border Chief Raul Ortiz, succeeded by Jason Owens, the current head of the Del Rio sector. And, of course, they have to puff him up and make him, oh, he's got 25 years of experience, and Ortiz is going to retire on June 30. So, yeah, DHS revealed the retirement of Acting Deputy Commissioner Benjamin Kerry Huffman, who will be replaced by Pete Flores, the incoming Executive Assistant Commissioner for the Office of Field Operations. Yep. Dorcas Mayorkas, of course, thanking them for their service. Nothing changes. You still got migrants coming across the country. They're still processing them in here and letting them into the hinterland without any checks and balances. Wow. This is what's going on in the state of Texas, folks. You talk about politics. And they want to take out Ken Paxton, who's filing lawsuits trying to protect the state. But see, he's standing in the way of the powers that be that want to really put the screws to Texas. Huh. Representative, and we're talking about a congressional representative from Texas, Beth Van Dyne, has introduced legislation aimed at preventing foreign adversaries, particularly China, from buying up U.S. farmland. I don't know if you know this or not, but China owns nearly 390,000 acres of U.S. farmland. Did you know? So the Protecting American Farmland Act, House Bill 3996, would amend the U.S. tax code preventing undisclosed purchases of American farmland in connection with a 60% excise tax imposed on the country of concern buyers. Now, is that going to stop it? First off, it's got to pass and get signed into law. Sorry, you know, good intentions, but think about it, folks. You put on the smart cap now. You really think that is going to pass? In order for that to happen, we would have to have a totally protectionist government, and we don't have it. So many of these rhinos out there are invested in China. You really think that they're going to want to? No. They'd rather have China come in here and invade this country so they can pat themselves on the back when China shows up at their doorstep to round them up and take them out and execute them. You really think that China's going to let our Congress be when they come in here to take over America? Really? Think about it. Now, I served in the military. I'm trying to think military here. If you were an invading enemy, would you let the other side's government exist? Think about it. Apparently, our government They haven't thought about it. Oh, no, no, they're our buddies. They're our pals. We invest in China. We don't have to worry about that. Oh, my goodness. Jennifer Granholm's in the hot seat. She's an Energy Secretary Biden appointee. She told the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee she invested only in mutual funds and didn't own any individual stocks that would pose a conflict of interest. Well, come to find out, she wrote a letter to Joe Manchin saying she wasn't honest during the Capitol Hill appearance. I mistakenly told the committee I did not own any individual stocks, whereas I should have said that I didn't own any conflicting stocks, she wrote in the missive obtained by the Epoch Times. Wow. How's that work? My goodness. And we just let them get away with it, right? What's going to happen as a result of this? Well, we'll be back to discuss that on the other side of the top of the hour break here on the Power Hour. It's all reasoning, you know, it's total insanity in some quarters, but we'll get to that after this important messages in the break. We'll be back with another hour. Stay with us.
Everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.